Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're going to bring y'all into our huddle.
You are in the Warriors Huddle with me, Bram, with me per usual, my master of all things video and sound, Maxine.
How's it going?
And my boy and producer, MT.
What's up, Dev Nation?
Gentlemen, I couldn't be more fired up to announce the rejoining us after hell of long, the host of Steiny and Guru Show on 95.7 The Game, a man who used his talent, heart, passion, and knowledge to earn a rising and remarkable career in sports radio, and a guy who said something on his show this afternoon that I have been stealing all day.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Daryl the Guru Johnson. What's going
on,
girl?
What's up, baby? What's up? What's up? Let's go.
You know we appreciate having you. Maxime, Marcus, in case you boys weren't listening to Steiny and Goo today. So they had all this stuff on JK that I was just soaking up and loved. But Goo mentioned, so Kerr gave a quote on whether or not JK is going to start right when he came back. And Guru's take on it was, look, there are some questions out there where if your answer to that question is too long, there's probably an underlying problem. And the example he used was, look, if somebody asks you, how's your relationship going? You want that answer to be nice and crisp. Right. You know, like, yep, it's going fine. And if it's like a 5-10 second answer, there's some shit going on underneath the surface. Goo, I've repeated that now, you know, well, now to thousands of people, but before that, to everyone in my office, people I just ran into randomly on the street. So, yo, you made me sound a little smarter today, dude. I appreciate you.
No doubt. Just give me your answer without giving it to me, man. That's how I took that, man. And Kuminga's not even playing tonight. All that stuff we talked about, and he's out, but 21 years old and tendonitis, bilateral tendonitis in both knees. I'm no doctor. That concerns me, though, man.
I would like, before they announce he's coming back, can we go ahead and talk to him and the like training staff and everything? Like, I wouldn't have taken it hard if he had to take an additional game off today. If they had just been telling me all week, you know, we're aiming towards tomorrow. And it's not, but for them to have said this entire time, oh no, it's Houston, you know, and then today for there to be a setback was a little bit upsetting. But here's the jump, gentlemen, because what they talked about on that show, Steiny and Guru, is whether or not Kuminga should start right when he comes back. Yeah, because he was playing fairly well leading into this break. But now the Warriors are on a 5-game win streak, you know, and what Kerr said, I've got the quote here, whether he starts or not, it's up in the air. We're going to meet as a staff. We've won 4 in a row starting TJD with Draymond on the front line. In the past, the way I've handled things, if our team is playing well, I generally stay with the same group. Guru, I know you already talked about it this afternoon, but if it was up to you, man, if Kerr called you right now and said, all right, we got an additional 24 hours. You know, he's not playing tonight. He's going to play tomorrow. Guru, should I start him? What would you say?
I would say no, because all season long, the enigma that is Andrew Wiggins, all of a sudden, the light seems on. And when Wiggins went out and missed those 4 games, they didn't try TJD at the 5, and that allows Draymond to last a little longer. So no one man is bigger than the name in the front. So it's working right now. And I will say, I don't like that 4-1 road trip. You lost to the only good team to me on that trip. No shade at Orlando. But I'm a rock with JK coming off the bench, TJD at the 5, Dre at the 4, and Wiggins has got it rolling now. And I don't even think that's no shade at Kuminga. But, like, you know, I love JK, but you don't got that status yet to where we got to worry about your mentals. But we do, because you've already gone to the media before about your playing time.
It's exactly okay. So I'm going to spoil the ending. I agree with Guru. I agree with him. But I'm going to articulate the other side. And then Maxime, MT, you tell me, where do you guys land on this? Yeah. The other side is, you know, newsflash, Warriors are not winning a championship this year. It's not going to happen. You know, maybe I'll be proven wrong, but when I'm looking at this season, it's about taking the steps they need to take to set themselves up for another championship that probably won't be this season. One of those steps, establish Jonathan Kuminga as a giant pillar for us. You know, make sure that he understands we want you to be the number two scorer next year with a bullet. No question at all. And so one of the ways you could do that in a lost season is establish him right when he comes back. Yep. Come on back. We don't give a shit that we've won these games. We want you. We are developing you. We need you to take these steps forward. Right. So that would be if Kerr called me and my goal was to try to talk him into it. That's what I'd say. We got to get these guys these reps, you know, right now. And so do it now. All right. So I told you, I don't believe in what I just said, but I'm able to see them. At least I'll take it. Where do you guys land on this?
I agree with you and Guru. I don't think Kuminga's earned the stripes yet to make those calls and call those shots at that level yet. He's getting there, but, you know, he's not quite there yet. And I think it falls in line with what Kerr's game plan has been this year. And he's had mixed results, but is to put the lineup on the floor that kind of is matchup dependent. And right now, you know, JK probably is the best matchup we have athletically for how well Amen Thompson is playing. But, you know, like, I still don't think you give him the nod. I think you roll with what's been working successfully. To Guru's point, like, you know, were they great teams that we were beating? No. But, you know, like, I think you keep the momentum and you got to keep Kuminga a little more humble. You can't give him everything right off the bat, even though he's been playing well.
Guru, do you talk to him beforehand? So, I mean,
what up, MT?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hate it. I hate it when you fuckers agree. But I mean, not only did you talk with him to make sure your answers lined up. I mean, right now, if you're Kerr, all right, because they're not going to start JK, as we just heard. But we also know that Kuminga went to the media the last time. He was a little upset. If you're Kerr, do you give Kuminga a call, you know, and say, hey, we're going to bring you off the bench, but, you know, but we love you, but whatever it is. Like, do we need to worry about his mentals before he gets back out there, or, you know, just roll out the ball and he'll figure it out?
All right. You asked me a question. I'm going to answer it. If this were December and I hadn't got my 2-year contract, I would call him in and kind of butt kiss because I don't know what the future holds. But the fact I know I'm going to be here 2 years, I don't feel like I need to do that. The bottom line is we got 6 games left. Nobody is happy being the 10th seed, even though we're over 500. And it should be about, we're rolling right now. We won 4-5 in a row. Let's go. I shouldn't have to have that conversation with Kuminga. I just should.
That. Yeah. You're not wrong. Maxime, is this speaking to you?
Yeah, except I think the conversation that I'd want to have is, I mean, using exactly what Guru just said. It's about the name on the front of the jersey. This is a teaching moment for him. Point to Draymond in the postseason and say, hey, dude came back literally during the playoffs and came off the bench. Right, this is what we do for the team. I wouldn't necessarily say it for the standpoint of trying to boost his ego, but rather to say, hey, like, there's a reason we're doing this. It's bigger than just you.
Let me expand the list of names, man, right? Klay Thompson now, Draymond, Andre, David Lee. The Warriors' success has been defined by sacrifice. I mean, you know, like, right from the beginning, the whole thing was strength in numbers and all of that. And so
he came off the bench.
Yeah, exactly right. When he got hurt, that's exactly right. And so even if we accept that Kuminga is this pillar and we want him to be that, all these pillars before him were willing to come off the bench. So you hope it would go right there. Goo, how you been, man? We haven't seen you for a while. Everything going well?
Yeah, I'm hanging in. Just trying to get through this season. I was hoping Steiny wasn't rubbing off on you when you were saying your bit about we're not going to win a championship, because that's the essence of sports. It looks that way, but until you get in, you know, we'll find out. So I was like, damn, they didn't got Brandt. But nah, that ain't how you really feel.
I'm protecting my heart, Guru.
Okay,
I'm
there it is.
My heart. I've spent this whole year like I'm like manic depressive. Like every time I have a little bit of hope, you know, because of course it's still in there. And I'm slowly like keeping it alive in my chest here. But every time I leave that window of hope open, it just punishes me this year. There's been so many gut punch fucking losses that, you know, you and I know, I'm still kind of hoping for like a special dreamlike end, but I've got to say things like that into this microphone just to keep my own sanity. You know, like that. Otherwise my expectations will speed away from me.
No doubt. The San Antonio home game without Wimby and Vassell, I believe that was the worst loss of the year, man. And I know you got to move on and let it go, but that one is just – that epitomizes this year if they get bounced or don't make it to the playoffs.
I've got a really good friend, Maxime, bleep this name. And I went to the New York game that they lost, you know, and there's no Randall, there's no OG Anunoby. I hadn't seen for a long time, and we're all fired up. You know, I'm just going to spend the time with them, man. I'm just excited. So we get there early, good time, couple drinks, you know. I mean, it's fun, man. I've known the guys since high school. The game starts. New York begins that game. It was like a 13-0 run. Cool. I didn't say shit to him until halftime. We sat there in like awkward silence because I took it so fucking hard, man. It's been difficult. But give us a sense of where you stand. We haven't done this segment for a while, but it's a perfect one for you right now. Glass half full. So look back at, you know, last, you can take the whole season if you like, but something you like or don't about Warriors hoop.
I like TJD. Not since Chris Webber. I had dreams of a vision of James Wiseman being the next big, but I'm not telling you TJD is Shaq, and nor is he selling us that. He's a big dude. He's got nice hands. He can block shots. He's good enough. He knows how to roll to the basket and work off these guys so good. So I feel like that was a diamond in the rough, also with Kuminga's kind of breakout season. But the one thing I'm looking forward to is if the NBA officials are going to continue to do what I'm seeing in the last month, and that swallow the whistle with Dre at the four with those paws and mitts and TJD with the size and ability to block shots. People don't like this, but I ain't selling it, but I feel like it gives the Warriors, because Curry gets no calls anyway. That's another story. But I feel like they get time to get more thug-like down low in the paint and slow down. And we saw it against Dallas. So I'm ready to say, oh, they ain't going nowhere. But I'm curious to see where this thing is going and who they match up with come the playing time.
The Western Conference – let me start that over. The top of the Western Conference is filled with fan bases who don't want to see us. You know, if we make our way through the play-in, if we can, Minnesota doesn't want to see us. OKC doesn't want to. Right. I mean, there's a lot of people who would prefer another matchup. MT, we haven't heard from you for a while, man. Glass half full. What do you got?
I'm going to say, we talked about this earlier, the quiet part out loud, that I kind of like Chris Paul now.
Wow.
I know it's blasphemous to say it as a Warriors fan, but you know, like I'm used to seeing him in that blue jersey now, and some of the things he does, some of the buckets he hits, I used to hate it when it was against us, and now they're timely for us. And to Guru's point, you know, when the playoffs start and the whistles, you know, get swallowed a little bit, CP3 still has hands too. Right. He's got some mitts on him. I think, you know, when we trot out a good defensive lineup and the veteran savvy, you know, like you were saying, Brad, I don't think a lot of teams want to face us. I don't think we want to see Denver first, but anybody else, as long as we can miss the Lakers in the do or die, you know, playing game, and we can somehow get to Sac and New Orleans as our two games, assuming that's how it goes. I like our chances to get pretty far until we run into a Denver team.
I'll take it a step further. CP3 has become like a security blanket for me. You know, like when everybody else is hell bent on not taking care of the ball, you know, like when we're up 8 in the fourth quarter and everyone watching is just waiting for the Warriors collapse because of all the goddamn turnovers, when CP3 comes in, it's a sense of security for me. It feels way better because he's an adult on the floor. I got something I like, and it fits right in with CP3. But Maxime, why don't you go first, man? Anything here?
Well, you know, since the segment is glass half full, it's also glass half empty. You know, I think before we actually get there, sorry, I spoiled the lead, but I just wanted to say, Guru, TJD is now, I think, in ESPN's top 10 rookies. He hit 9. That's ridiculous. Pods is somewhere in the 6 or whatever, but like, listen, Pods is was picked in the first round. TJD was very much not. And so I love that he's saying, oh, you all are going to regret this. And he's already in his rookie season making people regret it. So, You love to see it. The thing that I don't like, maybe it's a preemptive glass half full or half empty. We're talking 15 minutes before the Houston game. Draymond's been making a lot of noise about, you know, this is the Tari Eason stuff, right? It's all coming to a head in this game. This feels like the perfect opportunity for me to get my heart ripped out. So I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest, going into it. And so we'll see what happens. Hopefully the Warriors just prove me really wrong, and it's a really tight game like we saw against Dallas. But I got to say, I'm a little bit nervous.
I hope they beat that ass. I hope it is not a tight game like we saw against Dallas. I refuse to accept Houston as any kind of a real threat. I know that I'm wrong. I know the winning streak they went on. I know what Udoka's doing. But I, for whatever reason, I do not take them seriously. But I'll give you a glass half full. You know what I like? Draymond apology tour games. I don't know who is better after making like a giant mistake than Draymond when he comes back out. I mean, the game seven, right? Like we know what the hell he did there. But this last streak has been filled with all of the things that NBA pundits do not talk about when they look at Draymond. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone gets focused on the upsides and the downsides of his passion, but that's not the only thing that has made him a four-time champion and the author of a dynastic franchise. But here's where I'm going to tie it back into CP3. Instead of me trying to explain what he's good at, let's go to Chris Paul, who dropped a fucking gem while describing Draymond's play this season.
It's easy because he's a cerebral player like myself. And Dre thinks the game defensively, like me too. You know, he's a great passer and all this stuff, but he does all the little things, setting screens. And this game, man, is actually a simple game if you pay attention to it. You know, it ain't always about the speed and the thrust. It's about angles. It's about the reads. And he, one of the best I've seen my whole career. And I appreciate playing with somebody that sees the game like I do. I play with the same passion that he does. You know, so when he talks or yells or anything like that, I'm listening to what he's saying and not how he's saying it. And I think that's what a lot of people don't do in all types of situations. So I can appreciate his passion, you know. If he wasn't like that, that means he wouldn't care. You know what I mean? So I know how bad he wants to win, and I can have those conversations with him.
What a weird scenario we find ourselves in, boys, that we're playing CP3 quotes to to really explain how great of a player Draymond Green is.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get one-pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Daryl, if it was up to you, if you had a magic button right now and you pressed it and it would bring you all the way back to the beginning of the season, right when Mike Dunleavy is considering the move, he's going to give up Jordan Poole for Chris Paul, but he hasn't done it yet. All right. Would you stop him? You know, if it could now be up to you and you could make it so the CP3 trade never happened, you know, would you do it, or good idea?
Man, you talking to a JP before the punch fan.
I know.
Bigger than no other, man. So his whole journey and Chris Paul, I respect. I'm disappointed in CP3, never because of what he did on the hardwood, is I've always rooted for the point god. But physically, even when he was trying to go up against the KD Warriors at 16, 18, his hammy blew. Every time I rooted for him, his body would let him down. And I didn't want him to bring that to Golden State at the cost of Jordan Poole. But at the end of the day, you guys sided it MT. I didn't want him here. I thought it was weird. But he is the grown-up in the room. But with all that said, I'm sorry, man. Jordan Poole, I mean, there's no manual for what he's had to go through. And now I think he's starting to figure it out in D.C. But I still would tell Mike not to pull the trigger on that, because that was a dude that could get you 18 to 25, sometimes 30. I'm talking about Jordan Poole. You could miss me with the defense. Who really plays defense? But I'm still going to say I would hang on to Jordan Poole pre-punch.
MT, do you do that same thing? What's your move?
I don't, man. I'm rooting for him, but every time I watch the highlights, you know, and granted, it's the Sports Center doing their thing with the highlights or Twitter, but it's just rough. It just reminds me of him falling down, you know, without being touched, and the turnovers. And you looked at, he was leading the league in minus of plus minus for a while. And granted, you know, like Kyle Kuzma was ahead of him on that, and Kuzma was a good player. So, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. But I just, you know, like pre-punch Jordan Poole, okay, we can rock with it. But post-punch Jordan Poole, just it wasn't going to work out.
Wow. Like,
the dynamics of the team where you couldn't salvage that.
It's not a good thing where teammates are punching each other on camera. That's not the type of thing that leads to championships immediately. Enough CP3 pool dynamics. Let's go forward, boys. Golden questions. This is our mailbag, Guru. We get questions all the time. They are always dealing with the Warriors, sometimes get personal. This one has more to do with just Golden State. And here's the first. They're asking what play-in path we're hoping for. And it's a little ambiguous. Yeah. So here's how I'm interpreting it. Right now, the Warriors are in 10th place. They are only 2 games back in LA, 3 games back on the Kings. But what that means is that the Lakers are only 1 game back of Sacramento. So there's 2 probable realities for Golden State. They can play at home or away in that first game if they somehow, you know, get up to the next echelon of the play-in, and they're going to play against either Sacramento or the Lakers. Yeah. So let's take each decision in turn. First one's a weird one even to ask. Guru, what gives them the better chance of getting out of the play-in? That first game, playing at home or playing on the road? Because on the road, they've got a much better record than they do at home where they're only 500.
You're going to laugh. I'd like that game at the Smoothie Center in New Orleans or up in Sac where Steph dropped 50 and Sac has, you know, lost the heart and soul of their team in regard to Monk. So give me that on the road. And I think Sac would just have nightmares of what happened in Game 7 where Steph dropped 50. So hopefully the Lakers can do something and make that happen because the Warriors ain't going to get to 9th. But that could be a possibility, and I think that'd be a dream, man.
Why do you not want him to be a chase?
For whatever reason, they're not good at home right now. I don't understand it. And just last year, they took care of business, but I don't even want that to come into play. There's just something about I remember game 6 last year against Sac in the playoffs where I was like, oh, series over, and Sac came in and ran him out the gym. So I'm like, let's just keep going with what you guys have earned, and we don't know why, but give me that game on the road against a young Pelican team who I think they don't even have a home court advantage. They would get nervous, and Sac, the Warriors, I feel like they're their daddy, and then take them out at home again to where that pressure would go against 2 young teams.
Something hit me, and maybe it was at that New York game, sometime recently when I was at Chase. The thing that stuck out to me, the biggest difference, I mean, there's a million differences. The biggest difference between Chase and Oracle. At Oracle, that fan base came to help the Warriors win. At Chase, the fan base comes to watch the Warriors win. You know, so if the team is doing well during a game, then the decibel levels, how loud the crowd can get is similar. You know, I mean, like Oracle is probably louder, but Chase gets loud, and that's why they were so successful last year. When they're playing well, the crowd shows up. The difference is when they're not playing well. At Oracle, when the Warriors were playing poorly, the fans got there and got them back into the game. That's when we stood up. That's when we made noise. At Chase, when the Warriors aren't playing well, that's when everybody kind of tunes out. It's like a movie that's not, you know, that people don't have interest in. You know, they're there only to watch them win. And there's a huge downside to that. You know, that means that if the Warriors are flat, so is the crowd, and nothing happens, which is a huge pain in the ass. Looking to the second part, Maxime, take this one first. If you could pick who they were going to play in that first play-in game, who do you pick?
Oof, that's a bunch of tricky questions. I mean, I think, you know, if Guru is making the point that we're going to be playing on the road, Steph doesn't play particularly well at Crypto, Staples, whatever it is. So I don't know for that reason alone that I would want it to be in LA. Not to mention LeBron for one single game might be the scariest person in the league. He, you know, at this point, maybe too old to be somebody that I'm as scared of as maybe Zion or KD or Booker in a 4-game or 7-game series. But one off, LeBron's still pretty scary, especially when you have Anthony Davis next to him. So I think I would take the Pelicans, but I mean, they're also looking pretty good right now. There's a reason all these teams are ahead of us in the standings.
I hate watching Malik Monk. I cannot stand watching him play, and he tends to really play well against us. But even despite that hate, Sacramento for me. I remember earlier this year, I forget the guy's name, but he's the host of the Locked On Kings podcast. And the Warriors had just beaten him, and he gave this clip that went pseudo-viral where he was like, look, I just don't want to play them anymore. Let's play anybody else. I'm so tired of playing Golden State. There isn't a clip like that from De'Aaron Fox or, you know, from any of the notable Kings. But I believe they feel that way. So it's not, we're not guaranteed to get a win. But if we if any teams out there that we would start with like a 10-point lead, even if it wasn't actually on the scoreboard, it would be against Sacramento. And that's, you know, I wouldn't mind them as our playing opponent. We are already running tight on time because we got to get to this Houston game. So go to a different question here. And it's one I'm both nervous about but excited for. Guru, when they make it into the play-in, who do you expect to see? Two-way wigs or Minnesota wigs? All right. Because, and here's what I mean. Over the season, Wiggins has averaged 13 points per game, 4 rebounds, 1.7 assists. But in the last five, he's looked a lot more like the two-way Wiggs, who is the second best player in that 2022 finals run. He's averaged 17.4 and 6 rebounds per game. And just last night, 23 on 50% shooting, and he locked up Luka. So going into the play-in, who are you expecting? You know, the Wiggins who's kind of disappointed us all year, or has he figured it out? You know, are we turning the corner now?
I think we're turning the corner. He's already done it, but what if I told you I think him and Kuminga cannot coexist and there will be a struggle. One's got to go. And I feel like if Wiggins can revert back to 2022 Wig and show that in the play-in, I think he's playing for his tenure here. And they would have to choose between him or JK. It can sound crazy. You could disagree. But I expect the good Wiggins that we've seen the last five games.
You don't need to pay them both over $25 million, you know, if right. They're both going to play. But here, let me make this because this is another question. And it's the one that I was excited to see. I'm going to give you four names. You keep three of them. All right. Wiggins, Kuminga, TJD, Podzimski. Who do you cut?
And I love Pods. My son, nobody asked, is the team manager of Santa Clara. So I got to see Pods who? But I'm going with Pods on that. I would take the other three, TJD and the two wings. And I love Pods, but I feel like we could find a guy that could give you that more so than the other three.
I thought for sure I was going to surprise you with that question and get you to say Wiggins. That just for sure I thought I was going to get that. But no, you were able to fight through it. MT, do you agree with that? Who do you keep?
Yeah, I think you still keep Wiggs. I mean, he played great the last game. The thing that stood out to me was he was 4-for-4 from the free throw line. There's nothing more infuriating to me than when he shoots free throws, because I don't understand how you can be so bad at free throws, especially in crucial moments. So him hitting free throws, I don't know when they were, but I just saw them going down. I was like, okay, two-way Wiggs is back. If he can hit free throws, you know, like I love JK, but I'll take a free throw making Andrew Wiggins over him all day.
Draymond, TJD, and Wiggs. Every time they go to the free throw line, I say to no one in particular, please just get one. And the like, Wiggins is kind of a guard, you know, like those other guys. Like, okay, man,
you can throw Kuminga in there too. Sometimes he can be like, come on, man.
It's an adventure. It's it has like a start and an end, and there's like I'm super nervous, and it could be it is an exciting 45-second stretch. New question, Maxime, take it first, and it's a hard one. All right, Joe Lacob gives you a call. They need to print out shirts. Good news, Maxime. They've made it out of the play-in. They're now going to go on a real playoff run. They need to print those shirts that no one's going to put on because it's Shea Center. What should the slogan be for this year's playoff run?
I mean, right, first of all, you can't use any of your A slogans, right? Because then you can't lose them again. You can't use them again in the next season, you know? So, like, it's like something I know We Believe's obviously already been done, but you can't use that because that's obviously fantastic. If you hadn't used it before, like, it'd be pretty lame if you go out in the second round. So you're already in a kind of a tricky situation. You want to put your best foot forward. You know, it might be something like let's do it for Steph. You know, I don't know what else there is.
I would really not like to be asked this question out of nowhere. I obviously knew it because it's on my paper, and all I had was for Steph. So this is my nightmare. I don't have another slogan at all. Marcus, Goo, you guys got anything here?
Oof. I don't know. Maybe Maybe I do strength in numbers, but I put a question mark at the end.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah. Maybe.
I think you and I use the phrase motivational different too. Like, I don't know, how would you like it? You're actually playing, you know, and like you look up and you see everyone wearing the same shirt, and then you look at it and it has a question mark on it. It's like, I don't know if I'd feel super good about that slogan.
Or just that emoji, the one with the peeking through the eyes. Like,
I love it. I love it. That's great. Yeah, hey, tell me if I'm fouled for this stealing from Journey, but we know we believe. Don't stop believing.
Let's go.
Yeah, don't stop believing.
Well, and we know from the Giants playoff run way back, if they get that dude who sang the song like in the seventh inning every time, they could actually get Journey to be a part of that. He was in that for sure. Final question, boys. Give me your prediction. Do the Warriors make it into the actual playoffs? Do they get themselves out of the play-in and into the playoffs?
I'll go first. I'm going to say no, man. Why? I just think they're going to play the Lakers, and I don't like that at all, man. I hope I'm wrong.
I unfortunately agree with you. maybe this is reverse jinx.
Here, let's hope. Reverse devil tongue.
This entire year, I'll end this episode where we began it. This entire year, I'm hoping still gets us closer to a championship. I think that there's still pieces on this team that can raise a trophy in its future. The way that we have played this year doesn't leave me with a whole lot of confidence, you know? And so especially if we end up with that Laker matchup, which will cost me years off my life. I just can't stand watching that team. But if I had to bet something significant to me in a mortgage payment or something, I probably bet that our season ends in the play-in. Boys, finish us out. Do you agree?
Man, what a bummer. What a bummer way to end it. Yes, I agree. Man. My heart wants to say, of course, we're going to make it out, but
Well, this one's live, too, so we can't just cut it. You know, like, exactly people right. are That's actually
seeing two road games.
Yeah. I think if we – I'll be the – optimistic one. As long as we don't play the Lakers in the first matchup, I think we can get out. If we play the Lakers, then I'm with you. I don't like our chances.
Yeah, I mean, what we have said the whole way through, and I'll end it with both a compliment and a dash of optimism. We have one of the most talented basketball players, not only on Earth today, but in the history of the sport of basketball. For as long as that's true, we're a single streak away from beating anybody, including the filthy Lakers or anyone else we have to go through. So, you know, we're not rooting for like squeezing blood out of a stone or something. It's not an impossibility, but you know, there's been some inconsistencies this year. So there's also some reason for a little bit of pessimism, but that in mind, Guru, missed you. Great having you back.
Appreciate the invite, y'all.
Come on, man. If you have a standing mic on this show, and for people who need way more Daryl the Guru Johnson in their life, where do they go?
95.7 The Game. You can download the Odyssey app, 10 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday with my man Steinmetz.
Boom. For us, we're on social media everywhere. We're on Patreon. We are on we're anywhere where podcasts can be found. And if you want to get us an email, anything, letting us know we did a good job, bad job, any job, you can send it to
huddle@warriorshuddle.com.
With that in mind, hopefully the Warriors are beating Houston's ass right now.
Let's talk to you guys soon.
Good.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.